Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Indeed. Welcome to the section of the Wednesday Drive Show in which John and I kind of take a back seat to someone's vibration that they bring up. And we have Jeff Henderson here. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you.
You have a festival coming up called Nowhere Festival.
Yes, it opens tomorrow. We do this festival every 2 years, and tomorrow is the opening night. It's basically the Audio Foundation's biannual festival where we try to bring lots of people into one place from around the country and put them all together and let them play their music and do their art.
Is there any sort of theme that unites everyone together?
What's the angle John's getting at? What's the angle?
Well, I mean, generally it's people who are working in experimental music or the underground, New Zealand underground, so outside of the popular music realm, and it could be that they're working with really experimental media or terms of sound art or sonic art. It really springs out of the sort of the experimental and the noise underground of New Zealand, and but I mean that's constantly changing. So each time we do it, we just sort of, to a large degree, just it's based on amazing gigs that we've seen, and people that are doing really interesting things, and that are not, recognised or are local in their own scene, but maybe haven't played in Auckland a lot, or there's all sorts of there's no binding theme in terms of going this year. It's all about goats or
heaven
or
and about hell. Heaven and hell, goats.
Yeah, fire and ice.
It's very much about the communities that that everyone's involved in, and that doesn't mean that everybody knows each other, but we're in a position where we're sort of trying to really keep tabs and listen to a lot of what's going on in the experimental underground, and then bringing people together. And it's a real meeting place for musicians as much as a chance for the audiences to hear new things.
I'm really interested how you tap into scenes like this, because obviously this is the real underground. I mean, how do you find people? Because
Audio often Foundation people is actually underground almost, basically.
Yeah, well, most venues in Auckland are underground, dirty, dingy underground basements, you know. It's like anything. Once you
got a taste.
When you're a scene and start going out to gigs, and then you see that there's a lot of, I mean, each city's different. So, like in Dunedin, a lot of the gigs have been happening in artist-run spaces. So they're only semi-public. So you really have to, and a lot of people say even down there don't use social media for their gigs. So it might be that it's sort of just word of mouth within the community, and once you're in that scene, you also, I mean, we're always just talking to people and going, well, you talk to anybody, like, what are the most amazing gigs that you've seen? I got all my friends in different places, and I can't be, occasionally I can visit other towns, but generally I talk to people and say, who I trust, and go, who's doing something really great and really weird or really amazing, or who do you think is also on a personal level, like who's interested, who's engaged, and who's actually passionate about what they're doing and how they're placing it, and are hungry to go and play it elsewhere. And because in the scene, there's no one is making a lot of money, so no one's driven by that. Of course, it's necessary for people to pay their petrol or whatever, but the day-to-day of playing more experimental music is that there's no significant money in it. So, you know, so to a degree that filters out people that aren't interested, you know. So you get to know and hear about things that are going on and eventually get to see them and then go, great, you know, come to town. And
you've just selected a sort of a taste of what people might hear at the festival of artists playing the festival. Is that the bars?
Yeah. No, it's all what I did. I've selected live gigs that we've recorded down at the Audio Foundation. So these are all people that have played recently and that are also playing in the festival. I've got a bunch of tracks here. I'm happy to play them.
Is that a case because a lot of there isn't a lot of recorded stuff of some of these artists? It's just because, like you say, it's very fucking underground, I guess.
No, a lot of people record a lot, but they'll just do... some people just do things on Bandcamp, or they'll just make a little run of 20 cassettes and they won't have digital downloads, or they'll do 20 lathe cuts with no digital download. And so there's sort of an aesthetic going on in terms of how these things operate in the market, how they want to be listened to. So Benedict Coulter, who I think DJs here, and he does some Metal Machine music. His label, he only does like editions of 20 lathe cuts with no digital download and no listening online, you know. So if you want to hear it, then you have to buy the lathe, and that's it, you know. And that's, you know, just a choice. Some people are putting things out and others, but everyone's still recording and putting things out, but it's a lot of people aren't very concerned with marketing anything, you know. You put it out, that's it, then you move on, and it's not about sort of submitting to the Silver Scrolls or whatever, you know.
All right, let's get this underway. I reckon. Give us what's
okay.
First
so up? This one, our first one, we'll just play a bit of this. This is like a 33-minute track set, but it's a band that is closing the night tomorrow night, which is opening night at the Audio Foundation, and this is three. They've only played once. As a trio, it's Pat Krause, who calls himself Krause, and he's one of our really established geniuses of guitar playing and analog synths, with Mick Alberado, who's in the Terminals and in like a million bands from the 80s, and Gabriel Griffin, who from Dunedin, on drums, who also plays in lots of bands from noise bands to hardcore bands and stuff, and this was recorded earlier this year, and here we go. We'll be right back.
That band is closing out the first night of Nowhere Festival tomorrow night. What are they calling themselves again?
Well, it's Krauss, Alborado and Griffin, which is Pat Krauss, Mick Alborado and Gabriel Griffin, two from Dunedin, one from Auckland. And
somewhat of a supergroup, I guess.
Yeah, total power, you know, power trio, freak out, that's psychedelic, like noise, rock, yeah. You know. It's great. Like that's New Zealand music.
Yeah, right on.
Psychedelic noise, rock.
on a rock.
Now, what's next in the pile?
Well, I might play. I've got a couple that are all that. I've got two more that are playing tomorrow night, which is opening night.
Perfect. Yeah.
And then two that are playing at Friday night, and we're doing three continuous stages at the Wine Cellar and the Whammy Bar, so that you can't just go from one set to the next and it's all timed nicely. If you actually hear things, like
you got to pick it, you got to pick a horse and go.
You can just walk continuously throughout the three venues and hear a bit of everything. Anyway, so yeah, the next one is a fantastic young woman who calls herself Nereid Moon. That's Louise Marnie, and she's previously of Dunedin and has been up here for a long time now, and is making some really fantastic, intense kind of, industrial music. And she's also playing tomorrow night at the Audio Foundation. $10 on the door if you just turn up, want door sales. Mm-hmm. Music starts, doors are open at 6. Music starts 6:30, goes to about 11 Thursday night. This is Nereid Moon. let's go on to the next one.
Oh, shall we just? What is this?
Okay. This one is another little super group. This is Opus, and it's a mixture of the band Octopus and Olympus. And this is Stefan Neville, who also goes by the name Pumice, who's a local international legend.
Definitely.
With Duckling Monster and Liz Matthews, who is a drummer who's played in all sorts of bands. She used to be in Hex, who's the original drummer in Hex, and now is up here. And this is their pretty new band, collaborating and doing their thing. They're also playing tomorrow night at the Audio Foundation Nowhere Festival, Thursday, opening night, $10
opening
on the door.
Opening night seems to be quite powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Yep.
if you've just tuned in, we're in studio with Jeff from the Audio Foundation. He's got a festival happening this weekend. Nowhere Festival.
Yep.
A texter with keen ears has said that Liz Matthews is New Zealand's best drummer.
There you go.
Text can't lie.
Yeah.
If you
playing tomorrow night.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get amongst.
Now, who else? So how many days is the festival?
So it's 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So opening night's at the Audio Foundation. The Friday night is sort of a big night. It's like three stages running continuously at the Wine Cellar Whammy Bar and Whammy Back Room. And we've got Divide and Dissolve playing as part of their tour from Melbourne. We've got Bruce Russell from the Dead Sea, we were just talking about.
Would you say, I know we were just talking about this off air, and you kind of have answered this, but would you say that the Dead Sea are sort of, I don't want to say overlords, but like...
That like, sounds great.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're very, very important to New Zealand music, like in many ways, you know, in that sense that the musicians sort of know, like the underground, someone like the Dead Sea, like a lot of especially the music scene will know about, and there'll be a lot of people that maybe really love them and others that just absolutely don't get it. And they've had this like 30-year career that's now sees them like totally internationally really renowned and playing big festivals. And you know, Sonic Youth got them to support them when they first came out to New Zealand because they were big fans. You know, people like bands like Yola Tingo, they all know about the Dead Sea and know about this scene of New Zealand music. So yeah, they remain very important, you know. And they're important because they're really clear about what they do. You know, they're not out to get any gigs like this, you know, playing at Laneway. They'll say yes to any gig because they just do what they do, and you have to take it or leave it, you know. So yeah, they all those as individuals and as a band, that the Dead Sea are like really important in the scene and internationally, and as sort of ambassadors, you know, for they'd probably hate thinking of themselves like that, but you know, you go travelling overseas, and like a lot of people, that's what they know about New Zealand music. So yep, and Bruce Russell, he's playing on the Friday night at Wine Cellar.
Is it like solo guitar stuff?
He's actually doing a I'm doing a duo with Bruce.
Oh, far
actually
out.
Yeah.
Shit.
So that's the first time first time we've done something intimate.
Okay.
In a sense, yeah. and he's playing at the Silos. Like, so on Saturday, we're doing a whole day and night at the Silo Park. That one's Koha show. So
what?
That's like from
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, 2 p.m. till 10. We've got like about 15 different
holy hell
bands. We've got like
that'll sound awesome in there.
Orchestra of snares. One of my nice little jokes.
What?
It's like an orchestra of snare drums.
Okay, great.
In the Silos, which have
oh man,
yeah, I think there's a real future for that band and its name. yeah, with like this, you know, 45-second reverb. So yeah, and choir, like solo violins.
Oh, you've totally curated the space then. It sounds like you've got
stuff
in there.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Man. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds cool.
So that's Saturday, and that's one you can just wander on up to.
What time does that kick off? That sounds
2 o'clock.
Okay, right.
2 o'clock till 10 or so.
I like the idea of someone using that space in the right way, you know what I mean? Like, why not do something like that in a cavernous silo? It's great.
It sounds so amazing, you know. Perfect. So yeah, we've got all sorts of things there. We've got the Fifth Element Brass Band, which is like 20 musicians who sort of can and sort of can't play brass instruments, like attempting to play all at once.
Sweet.
Which may be doing them a disservice if they're listening, but you know,
I'm sure a chorus effect comes out at the end of it.
Yeah. So that'll be amazing, that whole day, you know. And then Sunday we end up back at the Audio Foundation for another sort of epic 8-hour, 10-hour kind of gig of all sorts of things. Yeah.
Man, it's all go. Nowhere Festival.
Certainly is. I mean, you know, got to celebrate.
Get your mind blown.
That's right.
Celebrate. It's biannual, so
yeah, that's good. Actually,
your only
do you find that makes it? You can really pour yourself into it. You found? Did you ever think, oh, we'll do it every year, and then you're like, man, this is just too much, kind of, because you have to sort of hunt around the country a bit, or
no, it's more about, I guess, not wanting to. We do other things, you know, in the years off and all that. So it's always busy and trying to get stuff happening. But, yeah, I mean, it does. I guess there's a lot of logistics to get people together and for a festival. And also, I mean, we don't spend a huge amount of time or resources on marketing.
Right.
So that means, I don't know, it means like every 2 years seems...
That's why you're at BFM, eh?
Yeah.
we're cheap.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it every year, but also, like, well, I don't know, I'm a bit resistant these days to things becoming too familiar or too regular. It's feeling like routine, you know? Even though you're sort of still dealing with a similar format of going, well, you know, this is a weekend of gigs of multiple bands. I mean, the Silos makes it something a bit different, you know,
totally.
But, you know, I think that you can, in terms of, you're always dealing with sort of negotiating whether you think people are fatigued or who's going to actually, you know, you just had Others Way, then there's this one, then there's Whammy Fest the next weekend. My feeling is that a big city like what we live in
should
be stuff going on every night of the week.
Yeah.
Everyone should be going out. The only way to stimulate and change that the culture of doing that is actually by just putting more stuff
doing
on.
Doing it.
The more the merrier, you know.
I felt that over summer. You know, everyone's like, oh, I'm so fatigued from all these things happening. I was like, look, there's 1.5 million people in the city. There is more than enough people to be getting up and going out every night, you know?
Yeah. I mean, so you go overseas, go to, I mean, even, you know, population and all that, la-di-da, go to Melbourne, go to New York, go to whatever. There's like, you go there because there's so much going on. It's like, well,
you can go out on a Tuesday and
rip it. I mean, and that's how it should be here, because, like, why not?
Yeah, you know? Well, there's definitely enough artists.
Yeah.
Have we got another one
So this next one is Ben Holmes, who's another sort of Auckland legend of Auckland and New Zealand music, and he calls himself Oxen Ox these days. This is a one-man band, one of the superstars of local music, in my opinion. I'll just play it. Here we go. Oxen Ox. He's also playing Friday night at the Wine Cellar Women Bar. And that one, it's all cheap as chips. Just turn up.
Kind of peruse maybe the night that you want to go to and then pull the trigger, eh? I mean, if it's only like...
Yeah. I mean, you could always... I mean, we've got festival passes for $30, so you can go to the whole lot.
It's like... That is cheap.
Opening night's $10. The, like, 15 or 16 bands at the Wine Cellar Whammy is $20.
That's mad.
And then Saturday's Koha, Sunday's $10. Like, you know... No excuse, you latte IPA swilling hipsters.
It's so easy to get to K Road as well, like main bus line.
Yeah, that's right. The good thing about K Road is that, like, you know, all people that live, National Party voters are too afraid still to go there. So,
you can get the bus straight from West Auckland.
Hey, you've got the blue microphone, by the way.
Westers!
Here we go, Ox and Ox.
Right on.
Speaking to the channels,
I really like that one. Ox and Ox.
Ox and Ox, live on BFM.
Mm, sounded good. I like that. Yeah?
Yeah, good. Okay, yep. So that's.
So I was actually looking at John when I said, yeah, I was like, John, good to hear that. I didn't mean like.
I was looking at Jeff. I was like, who's talking to who?
In a different place.
Who's talking to who in this conversation? Now, have you got one more up your sleeve for us, Jeff?
I do, and it's another band that's playing Friday night at the they're at the Whammy stage. I reckon it's a pretty good lineup actually on Friday night. Like, there's Gorge, who are an amazing band from Palmerston North, and then I've got this fantastic vocalist named Barbara Patterson, who of course no one's heard of, but she does.
Great name.
Yeah, she does. So it's on the Whammy. This one.
You like yourself a Barbara, John? Yeah.
Barbara
Patterson sounds
Barbara
trustworthy. Patterson?
Yeah,
sounds
yeah, good. That's right. Yeah. So it's one that I'm particularly pleased with is that on the Whammy stage, this, you know, the same stage as the Misfits and whatever and all that have played. I've got a solo experimental classically trained vocalist doing Berio and John Cage solo extended vocal works.
Oh yeah, okay.
So and then there's Francisca Griffin from Dunedin, Blue Cheese, awesome local band, and Divide and Dissolve from Melbourne, and then also this band who are another fantastic local duo called Ragged Veins, and this will be my last track, so thank you all for listening, and thank you both gentlemen.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome, you know, Jeff. You're welcome anytime.
It's always a treat having people come up and sort of share their wares, and this is a festival for definitely the BFM listenership. I'm sure a lot of people out there will be like, I need to get along to this and find my new favourite.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's like people from Dunedin, Christchurch, Wellington, Palmerston North, and it's
a scene that you wouldn't see a lot, like you say. It can be a private situation, so this is kind of a chance for people don't dip their feet in that water.
I mean, it's really expensive and hard to tour in New Zealand, especially going down to the South Island.
Yeah,
so a lot of the bands, it's just outside of their, you know, to tour and come to Auckland or even go to Wellington, whatever. Mm. It's really difficult. So this is what this weekend's about, is like trying to make it possible to get all these people here, go, look,
a hub.
There's all this incredible stuff going on throughout the country, and, come and hear it. And,
kicking off tomorrow, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday situation.
Sunday.
And a Sunday?
Thursday, yeah, and Sunday. So
it's quite a long vibe, it's great.
If someone wanted to get one of these all-day passes, the $30 one, where can I get one?
You can do that on Under the Radar, or you can get them on the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look up Nowhere Festival.
That's the one.
Sweet. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, this is Ragged Veins.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.